Breakdown. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson, and today's question comes from Susan, who writes, "My teenage son prefers to listen to music while he's doing his homework. Is that okay? Or should I be worried that he's not concentrating well enough on his work?" Well, Susan, that's a great question and one that we get very often here at our office. And unfortunately, I guess the answer to that question is it kind of depends. And it depends on a couple of things. Primarily, is he getting his homework done? If he's listening to music and he's getting his homework done, then my bet is that it's okay. If he's listening to music and it's a distraction and he's not getting his work done and he's getting more frustrated because you're still on him about getting his homework done, then it's probably more of a problem, more of a distraction. And here's how I differentiate it with people that I work with. First, if he's getting his homework done, again, that's great because that's the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is for him to have his homework completed. And sometimes people, and I know that I'm one of these types of people, we need to have some kind of distraction, some background noise, some background sound going on or happening just to help us stay focused and concentrated on what we're doing. Sometimes that makes the work take a little bit longer, and that frustrates parents. But again, if the ultimate goal is just that he finishes his homework, and he's not complaining, he's not fighting too much about it or anything like that, then I don't know that it really matters that it takes him an hour to do homework that if he was concentrating and focusing and working on it completely the whole time, it would only take him 30 minutes to complete it. If he's not complaining about it, then I wouldn't worry about it too much because, again, the ultimate goal is that he's getting his homework done. Now, another thing to think about is that for many kids, especially teenagers, they live in a world that is highly stimulating. There's a lot of sounds, there's a lot of things going on all the time. And so they are a little bit more accustomed to working with all of that extra stimuli as compared to many adults. So while it may be really distracting to you and may come across to you as problematic for your child, for your teenager, it may not. It may be, you know, this is just the normal way he learns. Now, there are certain situations, of course, where this is problematic, situations where I would really recommend against it. And that is if it's taking him a long time to do his homework because he's listening to music, but it is very apparent that the music really is just a distraction. So, you know, you walk by his room and he's listening to music and he's leaning back in his chair and he's singing along with the music or he's tapping his pencil to the music, not even looking at his papers. Walking by and seeing that the first time or two would be one thing, but if every time you walk by you see that, then it's probably that the music is not just a distraction, but a deterrent. It's taking him away from the work that he's actually trying to do. And he may be using music in that situation as really just a tool to avoid. So you have to watch that. And you know, I really recommend us for parents to have their kids doing homework in places where they can monitor and they can see what's going on and that kind of thing. What you have to also be cautious of is the other things that they're doing at the same time. How are they listening to music? Are they listening to it on their phone with earbuds, or are they listening to it and watching YouTube videos of the music or of whatever it is that they're listening, whatever it is that he's listening to? That could be more problematic because now not only is it a sound, the audio, but he's now focusing and looking and watching a video as well. And that sort of adds another layer of possible distraction. And so, you know, again, if he's looking and watching the videos on YouTube or listening to the music on YouTube and you see him clicking around and he's searching for and exploring more things to watch while he's quote-unquote doing his homework, then that can be more problematic. And finally, you know, it's problematic or it's a concern if, you know, kind of tying all this together, is if he is just simply using the music as a detraction from the work that he needs to be doing. You know your child, you know what's going on, and you know those kinds of motives that he may have. And so I often encourage parents to be just mindful of that. In my home, for example, I'm okay because of how I know my children, and my teenagers. They listen to music and everything while they're doing their work, and generally it's okay for them. There are times when I go in and they have videos on or they're doing it in front of the TV, and that adds that extra layer, and so I monitor that a little bit more closely just to make sure that they're getting their work done. And again, I want to reiterate that because the ultimate goal is that they just get his home, that he gets his homework done. And so as long as he's accomplishing that goal, he's getting his homework done, it's relatively correct, then I say, let that go. If it's resulting in him taking hours before he comes in and says, I can't do this, I'm not doing it, I don't understand it or whatever, then that's where it starts getting to be more complicated and you want to step in and you want to maybe pull back or restrict that just a little bit. So, all right, Susan, I hope that helps. I hope you are able to sort of gauge, take some of that and figure out what's going to work best for you and your son. And until next time, forget to be afraid.